my money was a crying shame.
Oh, Mary Lou,
Mary.
She took my diamond ring.
Oh, Mary Lou,
Mary.
She took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou.
She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and she drove afar. Left me stranded in a Kalamazoo. Making her a fortune off a fool like you. She got her a rich man, had a dozen kids. Drove that cat until he flipped his lid.
Mary Lou.
She took my diamond.
That's Ronnie Hawkins, one of the pivotal figures in the history of the Rockwood Club and a pivotal figure in rock and roll history. He was born in Huntsville and moved to Fayetteville with his family when he was a child. He would eventually own and operate the Rockwood, then be a founding member of the band, then move to Canada. We could spend an entire hour of our show discussing Hawkins and his influence, but today we'll spend just a couple of minutes. In August 2005, Hawkins sat down with Jim Blair to record a conversation that's archived with the Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History. During that visit, Hawkins told Jim Blair about playing music with a young musician known years ago as Cowboy Ray Thornton. Thornton would later be known by other titles like Congressman, Arkansas Supreme Court Justice, President of Arkansas State University, President of the University of Arkansas System, and Arkansas Attorney General. We could probably spend another hour just devoted to the life of Ray Thornton. Anyway, from that 2005 conversation with Jim Blair, here is Ronnie Hawkins talking about a connection to Ray Thornton that happened years after the cowboy had been dropped from Thornton's identity.
Yeah. Great story about Cowboy Ray. It's a true story, he'll tell you. He'd become, what's the big lawyer of the state, you know, the Crown Attorney?
The Attorney General.
Attorney General, then. He was Attorney General for
a while,
right?
He was.
All right, well, I don't know anything about that kind of stuff. I just know him as Cowboy Ray, so I'm up there with a young cat that I think is going to be big time sometime. He's playing right, we're running around. His name was Gordon Lightfoot. And so we went out one night from Gordon's house and went to a bar to watch the girls, you know, go-go girls a little bit, and they overserved us at the club.
Yeah, it's their fault.
They overserved us, and we went back, and I thought, well, I want Cowboy Ray Thornton to hear this song. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I called him, and his wife answered the phone and all this, and she got in. He got on the phone, and Gordon Lightfoot sung Early Morning Rain on the telephone, because he was as drunk as I was, Gordon. And that's a good story, because he'll tell you it's absolutely true.
Ronnie Hawkins talking with Jim Blair in August 2005. That conversation is archived by the Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History and can be found at their website, pryorcenter.uark.edu, along with scores of other interviews about Arkansas history.